Welcome to episode 1009 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 Peter 5, 8-9. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. In the quiet of our daily lives, it's easy to forget that there's a spiritual battle raging around us. We get caught up in routines, responsibilities, and even the joys and sorrows of life. But behind the scenes, Scripture reminds us we are in the middle of a war. This war is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. One of the most vivid pictures of this battle comes from Peter in today's passage. He warns believers to stay vigilant, describing the devil as a roaring lion prowling, searching for someone to devour. These verses challenge us to recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and to stand firm in our faith, resisting the devil's schemes. Today, we'll explore key elements from this passage: the nature of our enemy, the call to resist him, and the importance of standing firm together with the global body of believers. Peter's imagery is striking. He paints a picture of the devil as a ferocious lion, prowling around, waiting for a moment to strike. Lions, as we know, are predators. They are strong, stealthy, and dangerous. But why would Peter use this imagery to describe the devil? First, it's important to note the lion's roar is a signal of both power and intimidation. Lions use their roar to communicate their dominance, to mark their territory, and to strike fear into prey. Likewise, the devil seeks to intimidate and terrorize us. He wants to fill us with fear, confusion, and doubt. He roars through temptation, accusations, and lies, hoping to destabilize our faith. In John 8:44, Jesus calls the devil the father of lies, and in Revelation 12:10, he is described as the accuser of the brethren. His goal is to devour our faith, to undermine our trust in God, and to lead us away from the truth. But as intimidating as this imagery of a roaring lion may be, it's also important to remember that this lion is not invincible. While the devil is real and dangerous, he is also a defeated foe. Through Christ's death and resurrection, the power of Satan has been broken. Jesus has won the ultimate victory. And while the devil still roams and seeks to cause harm, he does so knowing that his time is short. This is why Peter doesn't tell us to be afraid of the devil, but rather to be alert and sober-minded. To be alert means to be watchful, to recognize that we are in a spiritual battle. Too often, we fall into complacency, forgetting that there is an enemy who seeks to pull us away from God. Peter's call to alertness is a wake-up call. We must stay vigilant, aware of the ways the devil tries to tempt, distract, and accuse us. Being sober-minded means having a clear mind, unclouded by fear, worry, or deception. In other words, don't let the devil's roar paralyze you. Instead, remain grounded in truth. Sobriety of mind allows us to discern the devil's tactics and resist them with confidence. Fear is one of the enemy's greatest tools. But when we stay sober-minded, we can see his roar for what it is: intimidation without ultimate power over those in Christ. After describing the devil as a prowling lion, Peter gives a straightforward command: resist him, standing firm in the faith. This is the core of our defense against the enemy: resistance. But what does it mean to resist the devil? And how do we stand firm in our faith when the roar of temptation, doubt, or suffering feels overwhelming? First, resisting the devil means recognizing that we are in a spiritual battle and engaging in it intentionally. Resistance is active, not passive. James 4:7 echoes Peter's words: submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resistance begins with submission to God. When we align ourselves with God's will, living in obedience to his word, we stand in opposition to the devil's schemes. Our strength to resist doesn't come from our own power, but from God's power working in and through us. Ephesians 6 describes the armor of God, which equips us for this battle. Each piece of armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, God's word, and more, points us to the reality that we must be rooted in truth and equipped with God's strength to resist the devil's attacks. Standing firm in faith means grounding ourselves in the promises of God, trusting in His power, and living in the reality of Christ's victory over sin and death. The devil wants us to doubt God's goodness and His promises. He wants us to question God's love, especially when we face trials or sufferings. But Peter tells us to stand firm in the faith. Our faith is our anchor in the storm, our shield against the devil's fiery darts. When we stand firm in our faith, we are standing on the truth that God is for us, that He is working all things for our good, and that nothing can separate us from His love. It's also important to note that Peter doesn't simply say, "Resist him, stand firm." He specifically adds, "Stand firm in the faith." Our ability to resist the devil comes from the strength of our faith in Christ. It is not about our willpower, but about leaning into the promises of God and the power of His Spirit. This is why it's crucial that we know God's Word, that we stay connected to Him in prayer, and that we surround ourselves with fellow believers who can encourage and support us in the fight. Peter ends verse 9 with an important reminder. Because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Here, Peter highlights a critical truth. We are not alone in this battle. The devil's tactics often include isolating us, making us feel as though we are the only ones facing certain struggles or temptations. But Peter reminds us that the entire family of believers is engaged in the same spiritual warfare. One of the greatest gifts we have in resisting the devil is the community of believers around us. We are not called to fight this battle in isolation. Throughout Scripture, we see the importance of Christian fellowship and accountability. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 12 reminds us that two are better than one because they can help each other stand when they fall. Similarly, Hebrews 10, 24 to 25 urges us to spur one another on toward love and good deeds and to encourage one another as we await Christ's return. When we stand firm in faith, we do so not only for ourselves, but also for the encouragement of others. As the body of Christ, we are interconnected, and our victories in resisting the devil can inspire and strengthen others in their own struggles. Likewise, we are encouraged to draw strength from knowing that we are part of a global family of believers who are also facing temptations, trials, and sufferings. There is great comfort in knowing that we are not the only ones facing the roar of the lion. The suffering we endure in this life is not unique to us. Every believer faces challenges, temptations, and struggles. Peter reminds us that the family of believers around the world shares in this suffering, and this shared experience draws us closer to one another. We can encourage and pray for one another, knowing that we are all fighting the same battle, and we all serve the same victorious King. Make no mistake about it, we are all, regardless of background or disposition, in a spiritual battle, and our enemy is real. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour our faith. But Peter encourages us to be alert, to be sober-minded, and to resist the devil by standing firm in our faith. We do not resist in our own strength, but in the power of God. Through the truth of His Word, the strength of our faith in Christ, and the support of the global family of believers, we can stand firm against the enemy's attacks. Let us remember that we are part of a victorious body, the body of Christ, and that even though the battle rages on, the war has already been won. Jesus is our defender, and in Him, we have the strength to resist the roaring lion. So, today, let's commit to being vigilant in our faith, standing firm on the promises of God and encouraging one another in the fight. May we never forget that we are not alone. God is with us, and His Spirit empowers us to resist the enemy and walk in victory. Father, we thank You for the truth of Your Word and the victory we have in Christ. Help us to remain alert and sober-minded, resisting the enemy's schemes by standing firm in faith. Strengthen us through Your Spirit, and surround us with fellow believers as we walk in Your power and grace. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.